Welcome to Fielding Questions, a podcast produced in collaboration between Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network that explores the world of farm finance and rural life. I'm Don Wick. Our guest this week is Rob Fronning, the Vice President of Insurance and Commodity Marketing with Ag Country Farm Credit Services. And Rob, certainly we know what we are dealing with what came behind the with the wheat crop. Looks like we're going to be dealing with some more claims for crop insurance here when we finish up with the row crops as well. Give us some perspective. This whole issue of crop insurance has to be top of mind for you and for your members.
Yeah, absolutely. As we're getting into these fields and seeing some of these yields, I mean, there's been some surprises, both good and bad in some cases. And, you know, we really don't know what we have out there till we get the combines out there and take some of these crops off. But a lot of chatter, lots of discussion, lots of crop insurance claims are being filed. And I think not a big surprise there with the drought and the conditions that we've had. But, you know, just make sure we caution everybody that if they think they're even close to get a claim filed, you can file a claim too early, but you can file one too late and get denied. And so I think it's just really important to talk to your insurance agent and talk through what you have to do there and file a claim if you need to.
So walk me through that process. If they need to get that job done, what do they need to do, Rob?
Well, yeah, you know, just calling your agent. Your agent takes care of the claim and getting it filed. But, you know, some of the restrictions, you're supposed to file a claim within 15 days of harvest being complete. And sometimes, you know, with the busyness of harvest, people may wait until they get their actual numbers and not want to, you know, bother their agent ahead of time until they know exactly where they're at. And I think this is a year that I would just get the claim filed. I know we're harvesting early here, but get the claim filed, call your agent and do that. Now, while you're during harvest here, you need to keep good records. And that is very important. You know, crop insurance is records is very vital on how a crop insurance claim is paid. And so knowing exactly where these bushels come from, what fields, what sections, things like that, keeping irrigated, non-irrigated data separate as far as the bushels, knowing where they came from on cases like that is really important, because when it comes to claim time, you know, those are things the adjusters are going to ask for. They're going to want to know exactly where it came. If you haul it into town, you know, where each scale ticket came from. If you're, you know, going into a bin, they're going to want to know where it came from within that bin as well. So you need to make sure you have records of that. Now, one thing to keep in mind going on the bin, if there's any old crop, I don't know if there's a lot out there, but if there's some 2020 crop sitting in the bin, we can't put 21 crop on top of it unless some adjuster's been out there and documented it and measured it. And so, again, if you've got that kind of a situation going, make sure you call your agent right away too, because the last thing we need is to take last year's bushels and count them towards your crop insurance guarantee this year, which is what will happen if we don't get an adjuster out there previous. So records is just really important as well, making sure you know where every bushel came from and where it's at. We can't split load, so I know it's not really efficient, but if you got half of a semi from one field and you're going to switch over to the next one, if you're taking it to town, we can't technically split that. It's all going to go to one or the other. So you want to make sure, you know, you keep track of those things as well.
Does it make any difference what type of record keeping we utilize for this?
As far as the software, no, or anything like that. I mean, you know, pencil and paper actually works just fine too. It's just a matter of having the documentation there. And that's what the adjuster is going to look for. If it's, you know, we can use combine monitors as long as we have, you know, the monitor on all of it. You know, that's, we have run into some issues there where, oh, the combine monitor quit working for these two fields. Well, now we might have an issue because maybe it's a partial field. Do we really know where all of the bushels come from? So, you know, and record keeping can be as simple as a number of trucks. I've got, you know, three semis and I took so many loads off of this field. And they roughly average X, you know, X bushels if you're going into a bin, things like that. I mean, just as long as it's written down and documented and not just, you know, come up with at the time of the adjustment, you need to make sure you have the paperwork ready for the adjuster when they come out.
That's such a strange situation where we went from 2 years of too wet and then now dealing with a drought situation, that crop insurance agent's getting to be a pretty regular visit for these growers.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, one real important this year is this rally, you know, Don, continues. I mean, we're just starting to get the prices here, and that's where we don't want to, when we're dealing with a claim situation, we don't want to miss out on what we're owed. And with these, you know, we're starting to track the fall harvest price on corn and soybeans here this month of October. And I mean, we've got the rest of the month, but you know, we're talking $12, just about $12.50 on your soybeans, up from where we were this when the spring was initially set up. You get paid on this higher price, and so you're going to want to make sure you have good records so that the bushels that you are short, you get paid that higher price. And I mentioned soybeans at 12, I think it's 12.47 as of today, and corn's at 5.42. And again, this is going to continue to move throughout the month of October with the markets, but significantly higher than where we were in the spring. And if we're going to have short bushels, we want to get paid this higher price because we can't take it to the elevator, and that's what crop insurance works. It pays you for that revenue that you lost. So, again, I mentioned corn and soybeans, but sugar beets, we're sounding like we're going to have a few claims in some areas on the sugar beets as well. The record keeping there is a little bit, most of the co-ops keep track of a lot of that stuff as well for you, but keep in mind, too, the sugar beet side of things as we're getting into that harvest, too.
Well, again, if folks have any questions, Rob, where can they go?
You know, your best bet is your local Ag Country office or agcountry.com if you're looking for the closest one near you. Again, we're scattered up and down the whole valley here, and so you can certainly find us on agcountry.com, find the office, and give us a call.
Our thanks to Rob Fronning, Vice President of Insurance and Commodity Marketing with Ag Country. If you have a question about a financial topic, we'd love to hear from you. You can send Ag Country a message on Facebook, you can tweet them on Twitter, or you can submit your questions using their website, www.agcountry.com.